on 11:16 SEN. Hungry for Sport with Kevin Bartlett for Audi Penfold Burwood, celebrating 50 years of the Penfold family. On Hungry for Sport, the latest in the world of tennis with Brett Phillips.
And Brett Phillips is always brought to you by AFT Hire for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. Call Graeme or Sash, Big SEN listeners on 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au. G'day, Brett.
Morning, KB.
Brett, we're on our way to Wimbledon, of course, and there's been a number of tournaments over the weekend. There was one at Halley and also one at Queens and one at Birmingham.
Yes, indeed, and certainly on the men's side, no great surprise, the two top seeds winning over the weekend. Roger Federer continuing his love affair with Haller in Germany, KB. The eighth time that he's won that tournament. He's 15th on grass. He's 86 tour level crown. And poor old Andreas Seppi, look, he had his moment in the sun when he defeated Roger at the Australian Open, the classic on Rod Laver back in January. But overall, he's never got too close to Roger. 12-1 now, the head-to-head. 14 aces, hit about 36 winners. In fact, he's the third player in the Open era to claim at least 8 titles in a single tournament. We know Nadal's won 9 at the French. He's won 8 at Monte Carlo and Barcelona. Another era, the great Guillermo Vilas won 8 in his hometown of Buenos Aires. But yeah, Roger played some classical tennis. He defeated Cole Schreiber, Gulbis, Maja, Karlovic. That was a tough semi-final when you're coming up against the big serving Croatian, and too much class for Andreas Seppi. So certainly this level, KB, when there's no Djokovic, Nadal or Murray in the same tournament, Roger Federer is going to win the majority of those, the fourth time he's won this year.
Yes, when he's just out of that league now, when Murray's not there, and as you say, Djokovic is not there, and maybe Varinka not there, he still has the wood over the rest of the field. Andy Murray did very well at Queens.
Yeah, look, he did. Good solid week. He had to come back and play semi-final and the final on the same day with the rain delay on Saturday. So he was able to defeat Viktor Troitsky in that semi-final and then defeated Kevin Anderson 6-3, 6-4. His fourth title at Queen's. So it's always been a good lead-up for Murray to have a crack at Wimbledon and try and be in the best of form. Anderson, look, always a hard opponent to play, you say, because he serves so well. But Andy's returning. Just those little instinctive shots to counteract the big power game of Anderson set him apart. And yeah, look, he was in good form, Murray, right throughout this tournament. And obviously, Jonas Bjorkman just looking after him at the moment with Emily Marismo having a baby in the next few weeks. So, yeah, it's been a good period for Andy, and he'll look forward to the grass of Wimbledon next week.
So what happened with the girls at Birmingham in the Classic there?
Well, great final. Angelique Kerber, she has had a very good year, and she had a poor start to the year, but her last sort of 6 to 8 weeks have been outstanding. Won those couple of titles on the clay, and last night, a really tough final against Karolina Pliskova, the world number 12, and she's the sort of next player behind Petra Kvitova, a couple of stars coming out of the Czech Republic. She would have replaced Kerber in the top 10 if she had won, but Kerber's got plenty of fight about her. She just gets a lot of balls back, and yeah, that lefty serve was a little bit tough to contend with. So that match went over 2 hours, but a really good win for Angelique Kerber, who's sort of thereabouts, but just not able to maybe reach the heights of Serena Williams or Sharapova.
And Brett, what can you tell us about Joe Wilfried Tsonga? There's been some talk that maybe he won't get to Wimbledon.
Yeah, he had a great French Open, as we know, KB, made the semi-final, but has had to pull out of all the lead-up tournaments over the last 3 weeks. So he's got that abdominal injury, which we know can be a real concern for any sports person. So we'll see how he goes. Kaney Shikori also is the other one, one of the big names on the men's side, who injured his calf over the weekend and who might be in a little bit of doubt as well. So at that time of the year when the players have played a lot of tennis, just trying to get to the majors to make sure they're fit and healthy, but a little bit of doubt on Nishikori and also Joe Willey.
So when we get to Wimbledon, we've got Tomic, of course, Kyrgios, we've got Kokkinakis, Leighton Hewitt got a wild card, I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along with Nicholas Mahu, Matty Ebden also, from an Australian perspective, has got a wild card. He was runner-up over the weekend at a Challenger event after winning the week before, and he's had a really good 8 weeks, edging closer back to that top 100. Sam Groff, KB, is going to be the only Australian playing in the final lead-up in Nottingham this week. All the other Aussies will be just practicing, and he takes on Misha Zverev, who's a qualifier, ranked about 350 in the world. So hopefully Sam can get through a few matches this week as he presses in on that top 50.
And therefore we've got Eastbourne for the girls.
Yeah, Eastbourne for the girls. We'll have Sam Stosur playing, and she's got a bye in the first round. They're likely to play Svetlana Peronkova in the second round, who made a semi-final of Wimbledon a few weeks ago. Casey Dalak were also going to play this week. Daria Gavrilova couldn't quite get through qualifying, but she did defeat a forgotten girl, former Melbourne girl, who migrated to England. Of course, Laura Robson, who's been off the tour with that wrist injury like Del Potro for 18 months. Her first comeback match, Gavrilova defeated her 6-love 6-1, so she was probably a little bit rusty, but Dasha got knocked out in the second round.
Yeah, she was going to be the next big thing, wasn't she, Laura Robson? So it's good to see her back, as you say, being out of action for 18 months. Brett, always great to catch up, and we'll speak soon.